This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that President Donald Trump was never briefed on intelligence that Russia had put a bounty on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan because there wasn't corroborating evidence. But former intelligence officials say that presidents are routinely informed about intelligence even when it's not definitively confirmed. They say it strains to think that Mr. Trump wouldn't have been told of something so important, whether corroborated or not. Intelligence that may be on shaky ground today may foreshadow tomorrow's calamity. So briefers are expected to ensure presidents have the fullest possible picture to prepare for something that may soon require full attention. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a bid by President Trump's administration to avoid disclosing to the House Judiciary Committee grand jury materials related to former special counsel Robert Mueller's report documenting Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. But the justices will not hear arguments until its next term, which starts in October, meaning the dispute is unlikely to be resolved before the November 3rd election. Gerald Nadler, the chairman of the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee, said that he was disappointed by the court's decision, but was confident the Democrats would prevail. In March of 2019, Mueller submitted his reports to U.S. Attorney General William Barr after a 22-month investigation that detailed Russian hacking as well as propaganda efforts to boost Mr. Trump's candidacy, as well as multiple contacts between Mr. Trump's campaign and Moscow. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.